That's right. We've only been here a couple of days, but we've done a lot of stuff so far, and we have much more to do. Our theme this year is, I guess, Partners with Paul. We're accompanying Paul on his various journeys, and we needed passports to go there. So we now all have passports. They were issued this past Tuesday when they arrived, and then off we went to the road of Damascus. That was our first stop. And there we discovered how Jesus invites us to experience his immeasurable love through his gift of salvation. We witnessed Paul on the road see the blinding light and hear the voice of Jesus calling him. We went then to Damascus and saw how the scales on his eyes were dropped by Jesus. And we followed, now we're following Paul right now. We're just a couple of days into the journey. We're doing, you know, one missionary journey here, maybe picking up on a second missionary journey, but we're traveling around. And one of the verses that we will be learning next week, I'll read to you now. Paul wrote these words. And this is important because we're with Paul. And Paul said, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul's love for Jesus compelled him to tell others about him. He was motivated by this love. This love of Jesus motivates us, and I want this love of Jesus and Jesus' love for us to motivate the cottagers to speak to others about Jesus, to work for him, to serve Jesus, just like Paul did, no matter what. And we're going to learn some more things about Paul, the things that he had to go through as a servant of Christ. And we want to be servants of Christ. I want these boys and girls to be servants of Christ. Now, they learned that Jesus was always with Paul, to guide him, to lead him, to love him, to help him. But in the evenings, we are now looking at missionaries. We've looked at Amy Carmichael, how she went to India, and one woman changed India. She caused something that they did there to be illegal. This one woman changed the whole country. How much can these children change the world around them by just standing for Jesus? And then we looked at Samuel Morris. He had a short life. We were very sad about that. But in his life, he came to America and opened up Africa to missionaries to go to bring salvation, Jesus, to Africa. And we have more missionaries we're going to learn about this week, and more stories about Paul this week. But right now, this small group of cottagers, and with our reinforcement, former cottage, we're going to try to share with you some of the things that we've learned this week. So let's do that now.
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:8-10.
Yeah. Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise you.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a pleasure to be here again this morning with you, to worship with you, to give God glory for all of the things that He's done for us. And certainly He has done much for us. I'm particularly pleased to be able to join voices with these cottagers. What a great job you did. Keep it up. Keep on singing. Keep on loving God's Word and memorizing it and putting it, getting it into your hearts. I was reminded recently of a verse in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, where the writer encourages us to be consistent and persistent. He tells us that we are running in a race, and to run that race we have to have endurance. That means we have to stick with the plan and stick with the call that God has over us. Then he adds these words, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Fixing our eyes on Jesus. We have a tendency, don't we, many of us, to fix our eyes on ourselves, to see our weaknesses, our shortcomings, our lack of commitment, our lack of endurance. We can find a lot wrong with ourselves, can't we, if we look hard enough? We don't have to look very hard at that. But we're told to fix our eyes on Jesus. Earlier this month of June, our nation celebrated an event that took place 75 years ago during what was known as the Second World War. And it was an occasion of a great heroism where many young men gave their lives. Reminded me of a young man that came from our church who would have been my brother-in-law had he lived, but he gave his life in the Pacific. After the war in Europe was over, there was still a war to be fought in the Far East, and he was in the Navy and on board a ship known as a minesweeper, which got hit by a suicide bomber, and then this man, Eddie, lost his life. But it was an incident that took place prior to that as he was contemplating going on this last journey, if you will, not knowing it would be his last. He was a devout young man, loved the Lord, had a wonderful testimony in the military, and he would often find opportunities to go into some secluded place on board ship to meet with the Lord, to read his Bible, to pray. But he also had a concern because he knew and saw all of the sin around him and all of the temptations around him and the dangers that came his way. And he expressed to one of our ministers that he felt he didn't have the strength to hold on. And this minister reminded him, but it's not our holding on God, our holding on Jesus that's important. It's to recognize that He holds us.
Amen.
We're in His hands.
Amen.
And He has a hold on us that cannot be broken. And so we need not fear what temptations confront us or face us. if we are diligent in applying ourselves to His Word and to seeking Him and to worshiping Him and to putting our trust in Him, to know that He holds us. There was an old hymn that we used to sing, He will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. When I think my faith will fall, He will hold me fast. That's a wonderful promise. And as we fix our eyes on Jesus and recognize that He holds us, He has a grip on us that cannot be broken, God will see us through. So I congratulate all of you for making Pilgrim Camp your choice these 2 weeks. And I trust that God will work in your hearts to strengthen you, to bless you, to reveal Himself to you in a wonderful way. Amen. May God be with you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Faithful. You turn in your green hymnals, hymn number 2. Will you stand as we sing hymn number 2? Led by Sister Julia and Sister Johanna. So God bless you.